Welcome. I'm so glad you're here doing these 14 days of prayer and fasting with us here at Berean. Now, I don't know what brought you here, but my hope is that you've come here with the idea of desiring to draw near to the throne of grace, desiring to allow God to transform you. So, as we approach these 14 days, my hope is that that would be your posture, that you would come in saying, God, would you move in me? Now, tell me if you've been here. You have a device or a computer or something like this that just isn't working properly. Maybe your phone isn't opening apps. Maybe your computer is frozen. Now, most of the time, our solutions to these problems aren't to devise a clever code or to download some patch. Usually, the most common solution to these problems is to take Roy from the IT crowd's advice and just turn it off and turn it back on again. And if that doesn't work, oftentimes we take it back to factory original settings. Now, the idea when we do that is it allows our computer to reset or our phone to reset to get back to a normal setting. Now, we are not computers. However, many of us find that we are frozen in our faith. We are stuck in our place of spirituality. And many of us have likely been infected by the malware of sin. We've been stuck or we've been bogged down with the bloatware of the busyness of life. Many of you have become frozen by life's worries. We need a spiritual reset. And that's what this study is. I think of Revelation 2:5, where the Lord tells the Ephesian church to repent and do the things they did at first, to remember their first love. This is why I'm putting this together, to help you walk in freedom and the joy that you have in Christ. So what is a spiritual reset? Well, simply put, it's taking the next 2 weeks and turning down the noise of the world and amplifying the voice of Jesus. That's my hope. That's my desire, is for you to clearly experience God's presence, for you to clearly draw near to the throne of grace and to allow Christ to transform you for his glory. We're going to be taking and doing these studies each day. And alongside that, there's going to be a fasting component that I'm going to encourage you to take part in. Now, the day zero, we'll talk through fasting. But before we do, I want to tell you kind of what each study will look like. Each day, there'll be a feast on the word portion. That's where we'll read God's word, but we won't just read it and we won't just analyze it, but rather we are going to meditate on it. We are going to think through it. We are going to pray through the text. My hope is that you wouldn't just get information from the Bible, but that you would encounter the heart of God through his word as we walk through the word each day. Second, there'll be a prayer portion, a guided prayer portion. This is where I'm going to direct you to pray specifically connected to the things that we're talking through, to pray asking the Lord to meet you right where you are. Third, there's going to be a live it out portion. This live it out portion is how do we take this truth and root it down deeply in our lives so that it transforms not only how we think, but how we live. Finally, there'll be a family discussion portion. That family discussion portion is for those of you who have kids to help engage this truth with your kids. Last, I want to let you know that each day there'll be a short podcast like this one, 5 to 10 minutes, that helps unpack this truth, that helps you engage with the word. And my hope is that you would take time and that you would engage with this. During this time, there's going to be 3 major seasons. Over these 14 days, I have kind of 3 seasons built into this, The first one is the detox phase. Now, I'm going to be encouraging everybody to do a Lenten style fast. And the first few days of any fast is what you might call the detox phase. It's where you take and, your mind and your body is craving or, whatever it is you are fasting from. During this time, we're going to be talking through our calling to God. We're going to be talking about prayer. We're going to be talking about fasting. We're going to be talking about fighting for faith and how to fight sin. The second portion is going to be the disentangle portion. Not only after we detox, we're going to begin to disentangle what's causing us the stuckness that oftentimes we feel in our faith. We're going to be talking through confession. We're going to be talking through rest. We're going to be thinking through what lamenting is. We're going to be talking about saturating our life with the gospel and then radiating the gospel out. And finally, the last 4 days leading up to Easter, we're going to have four things that help us to delight in Jesus. So that is, we're going to be focusing on our reconciliation to God. We're going to be focusing on the redemption we have in Christ, the restoration we receive in Christ, and how one day we will be resurrected with him forever. So I'm glad you're here. I'm excited to walk through this with you. And it's my prayer that God would use this time to grow you, to transform you, and to conform you to the image of Christ. We all need a spiritual reset sometimes. For me, I know that this season is going to be huge for me. I'm going to be fasting from parts of digital technology, basically making my phone a dumb phone. I know some others are going to be fasting from sugar or from meat, things that they regularly crave. Others will be taking significant portions of this time to fast from other things like food in general or different things. I don't know what it is God's going to direct you towards, but I want to encourage you to really engage with this. This isn't going to take a short amount of time. Each day, we're going to need to set aside time to draw near to the throne of grace. So my hope is that you would commit yourself to this, to commit yourself to a spiritual reset for God's glory as we lead up to Easter Sunday at the end of this month. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you.